views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Angels and Answers. You're with Artie and Sky. And if anybody wishes to get a private reading from Sky, if you want an incredible mediumship reading or psychic reading.
Yes, my number is 908-500-1474. And if you would like to get an equally as amazing reading from Artie.
Yeah, Sky and I, we read a little differently than one another. In many ways, we're similar, and yet in many ways, we're different. So we have our own different styles, but, you know, we bring a lot to the table. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. Now, you wanted to talk about ice cream or movies?
I know, I'm done with the ice cream.
You're done with the ice
cream?
I'm on
a diet. I'm finished with that. I'm drinking a bottle of water, okay? And he wants to talk about ice cream.
I get in these binges. Oh, let me tell you something. I had the best, you know, when I told you that, you know.
Is this about food again?
Yeah. When we were doing, when Anthony and I were.
Ready to eat your leg, okay.
Yeah, chicken leg. There you go.
Did you have a model for Colonel Sanders?
Yeah. Really.
Or Purdue.
My chicken legs. But Anthony and I, we had this chicken parmesan.
Oh, I hate
sandwich,
you.
A sub sandwich. It was to die for. It
thank
was
you, Artie.
Homemade by his Italian family, like the house, like your house in the back,
yeah,
in your backyard.
Yeah,
half of that size is the size of her home that she cooks in a kitchen that's a 2x4.
Wow.
She does all the cooking. She's up at 4 o'clock in the morning. She's in Livingston. She's up 4 o'clock in the morning. She opens up at 7. She closes at 3, and her place is always jam-packed. And everything is made fresh. And we tried it for the first time because we're never out in that area. Well, once in a while we are, but and so yeah, so we went and had the chicken parm, and it was to die for. Really good.
After that, I'm definitely taking a bite out of your arm. Oh, yes. Well, you know what? To tell you the truth, I'm not really hungry on this diet. It's just I didn't have lunch today. So I'm a little bit tired, and I'm a little bit, I don't know if I'm hungry. I think I'm just a little weak. And when I start getting a little weak, I think maybe it's hunger.
Yeah, as soon as you start to get the shakes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they say
and
a lot
I have
of times,
low blood sugar. So.
They say a lot of times, you know, water, you know, when you drink water,
yes,
it will knock the hunger out. And if you're
it
ever,
does.
And if you're going to go food shopping, don't go on an empty stomach.
Oh, that's
that,
worse.
That is the worst, worst thing that you could do is go on an empty stomach. You know, because you're going to end up buying a bunch of stuff you don't need.
You
you're
going to
overly buy everything. And so definitely, you know, make sure you grab a bite to eat before you go
food shopping.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
I tell you what, folks, being on this diet has opened up a new world to me for snacking. And I'll tell you, I have bought frozen whole fruits with no sugar. And you can find them at BJ's, or you can find them at Costco. They're amazing. They're absolutely frozen, fresh fruit. And they have no sugar, no preservatives added. And at night, I take a my little red protein cup, and I fill it with absolutely plain Faye yogurt, which is so creamy and delicious. It's ridiculous.
See, I don't like the texture of yogurt.
Are you kidding?
I don't.
Okay. If you don't like the texture of yogurt, put it in the microwave for 15 seconds. It turns that real thick, gritty texture into cream. And what I do is I put my fruit in the microwave, and I microwave it for 1 minute so it defrosts. And then I put it into the cold yogurt so it gets nice and warm. And I put a half a cap of vanilla inside of that.
By the way, everybody, I have Rachel Ray on my show.
This is such a healthy, nutritious snack for those of you who want to watch your weight. And those of you who want to eat more healthy and not have the yogurt that has all that gummy, sugary stuff
tasty
at the bottom.
Stuff.
You can make your own. And you know something? Sometimes I even put that fresh fruit inside of my my Ninja to puree it a little bit. And then I pour that puree into the yogurt. It's delicious.
To die for.
It is so good. It's like not being on a diet. It's like actually eating like ice cream. It's like, it's almost like Faye yogurt is, I think, the closest thing to heaven. It's like so creamy and it's so good. And it doesn't have that gritty texture like Danone or anything like that. And it's the closest thing to homemade Greek yogurt. I have a very close friend who's Greek. And he tells me Faye yogurt is the closest thing to what his mother makes. So when I bought it, I was like mesmerized because it's delicious. The only thing I don't like about yogurt is that little sour taste. What are you laughing at?
No, I'm listening.
Is that little sour taste. So I camouflage
that. Like I said, I'm not a big yogurt person.
I camouflage it, though, with vanilla or almond extract. It's delicious.
Yeah, I love vanilla stuff, like the vanilla.
I love vanilla, too.
You know what? Treat I love what? Mighty Fine pudding.
Oh, that's so good.
The vanilla and the chocolate.
I'm talking healthy, and you're coming up with Mighty
Fine. I know. I just love it.
Do you know what I love about Mighty Fine? When you cook it, not the instant, when you cook it in the pan, and then you put it in the cups, and it has the skin over each one of those bowls. And you remember the skin when we were kids?
Of course.
How we used to peel the skin off and eat it before anybody got to the refrigerator?
It's dynamite.
Oh, my God.
it's fantastic. I love that. I just want everyone to know that you're allowed to cheat big time on your food by using green coffee bean pills or green coffee bean vitamins, and you get them at all health nutritional stores.
Yeah.
And I'm a big, big advocate because my body size went down. And what happens is that when you take green coffee beans into your system, and it's a pill shape. It's not like you're, you know, eating like little Mexican jumping bean type beans. It comes in a pill form. And when you take this before your meals, it allows any carbs that are in your system that your body doesn't use, any excess, it doesn't get stored in your body as fat, but it passes through your kidneys. That's what these pills do. It takes any excess carbs you have, and it passes through your system, and you can literally crap it out of your system.
That's great.
It has made a huge difference in my body contour and my waist size. And, you know, I mean, I physically work a little bit, but I don't exercise nearly what I used to. I mean, I hardly exercise, but oh my God, what a huge difference. And then plus take probiotics.
Wait a second, could you spell that last word? I don't know what it is.
Probiotics.
No, the E word. I don't know what that is. Could you spell it? Could you define it?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
The exercise.
Yeah.
Could you define that word?
Yeah, it's something that aliens do.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, something that aliens do.
Honey, I was built for comfort, not for speed.
There you go.
No, you're never going to get me to go on that exercise thing. Yeah.
Now, see, I like to exercise with purpose. I mean, I do get in my modes, though. I do get in my modes, though. Yeah, walking when you have a like earplugs with listening to your music definitely makes it, you know, much more pleasurable.
Yes.
You know?
You know what? I don't even like to walk. When I walk down the roads, I am so engulfed in nature. I am taking in everything. But that's because I live in an area where I'm allowed to do that because it's just so countrified. So I'm taking in the horses, I'm taking in the nature, I'm taking in the flowers, I'm taking in the fields of wildflowers, I'm taking in all those smells that are so beautiful. I'm taking in all of nature, all the trees, the birds singing. It's amazing. Hawks all over the place. So, you know, it's like every time I go out for a walk, it's like a new journey, you know, and I get so close to nature. It really grounds me. It helps me. It really grounds me. And I need that in my work to be grounded.
Well, granted, everybody, you have to know that Sky lives where everybody owns acres of horse farmland. So, yes, it is beautiful around here.
It is beautiful, I have to admit.
But for all of you who don't have that luxury of owning your own horse farm, you poor people, just go to a park. And you know what's really invigorating? It really is. And I discovered this the other year. I think I'm going to do it now that I'm mentioning it. Walking around in the park barefoot and so you can have the feel of the grass.
Oh, I love that.
And it really, you're going to see, it's very, very soothing.
That is like one of the most intense spiritual feelings you could ever have, is actually touching one-on-one to the earth. Do you know, I lay down in the middle of my fields when I really feel so boggled down that I just cannot get a grip on myself. I lay on Mother Earth, just lay there, and within 20 minutes, I am totally rejuvenated. I forgot why I started to lay down there in the first place, and I'm happy again. And all that energy is coming from the Earth. There is so much electromagnetic energy coming from the Earth that we need, not just, you know, the cliche Mother Nature. There's really stuff in there that we really need.
I don't know. You know what it is that you said that made me think of this dirty joke.
What else you know?
Seriously, I never thought of this before. It's dirty in the sense of like I won't have to be censored on this one, all right, Brian? So I don't want you to worry about having to. His finger's right by the button now.
And he's perspiring.
It's like, what is he going to say now? It's like one of my friends was saying, because you were saying it was like no other greatest feeling in the world than to do that.
Is.
And I'm thinking of sex as being one of the greatest.
Then, every 3 seconds.
And so one of my friends said to me that, you know, I haven't had sex in a long time. I said, oh, get a grip on yourself. And this is what I thought of when you said that, just instantly. So
I like that one.
There you have it, folks. Another part of Artie's repertoire of jokes. I write them, and I write them down too because I forget them. Like even though I said this, I won't remember this.
Get a grip on yourself. I couldn't tell that.
That's the best advice I could tell people who haven't had sex in a long time.
That is hysterical. That is so funny.
No, all right. So now I'm going to flash back to another
topic. Oh,
you're
going to flash me now?
I'm going to flash you now.
Yes.
And we're going to go back. Well, you could beat me in that department. But
I can.
Yes, you can. I'm going to flash back to a topic that we were talking about before. And it's about, seriously, it's about sex and dealing with the teenagers.
Oh,
And how they are.
I think that's so sad.
You know, like the innocence has totally gone. The innocence.
You feel that way too?
The pure fun and the innocence. And it's amazing. And then you have these teenager girls who are dressing up like, you know, they belong in whorehouses.
Right.
Or, and it's terrible.
Like, where's your clothing?
And then they're wondering why the boys don't take them seriously. Oh, they just want sex, or they just want me for my body or whatever. And yet they're dressing up, their shorts are hanging up their butts.
And that's nothing.
You know, they're showing off their belly buttons and the cleavages and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh.
And they want to know how come, you know, but I want a relationship. I want somebody who loves me. Then you don't want to dress up like, you know, you belong in New Orleans or Mardi Gras.
That's right. No, it was so funny. I went to the post office the other day. And outside of the post office was this young girl. She couldn't have been more than 15 or 16 years old. And she was wearing a pair of cutoff jeans. But in the back, they were so short that they were above the roundness where the butt stuck out. In other words, you
can, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
Do you
know what I'm saying? Her part of her behind was actually hanging on her legs, and the pants were above that. I wanted to go pull those pants down to cover her butt and tell her, go home and change your clothes. You look terrible. 15 years old. Now, you get these guys out there. And
yeah, and these older men.
Yes, these older men. And they wonder why these young girls get raped and they get pulled into wagons and pulled into cars and vans. Because you're saying, come and take me, come and take me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's
and
terrible.
It's a shame because you want to know something? It's not always the person's fault. Because if you're sending mixed signals, yeah. And that's what you're doing. You're sending mixed signals. It's like you're dressing provocatively and, you know, and the person is taking you in a way of, you know, you're stirring up those senses, those emotions.
Absolutely.
And so it's like, yeah, so you see a guy raping a girl or a guy doing something you shouldn't with the girl.
Not what we're but saying, but that's any form of right.
No,
all.
It's not.
No matter what
it's,
a woman wears.
It's not, but you're stirring up the emotions of somebody, especially if they do have a problem.
Right.
You know, and you're stirring up the emotions or you're de-teasing them.
Yeah.
And it's not right. It's just not right. And so I can't always yell or chastise the guy for being the way he is because...
Well, wait a minute. Back up. Every man, no matter what... Look, if a man is a true man and he sees a young girl with everything hanging out, I feel he should turn his head out of respect for women.
Let me tell you something.
I really mean that.
Yeah, you might as well live in India with that or in one of those foreign countries because that's not happening.
But I know.
Not at all. If anything, you're drawing the attention.
You know what? I want to tell you
something.
It's
not happening.
My husband, when he's just by glances at these little girls, do you know he turns his head not to look? I mean that seriously. I have seen him do it and have never said a word. Like if he just glances and sees that a girl is inappropriately dressed and then she's a young girl, I see my husband turning his eyes to the other side. And that's what I call a respectful male. Because you know what? He knows that that's a child. And any man who sees a child and gets excited or sexually excited from a child, that's called a pedophile.
Yeah, no, but regardless, I mean, the thing is that you don't react on it. But no, but that's 100% true. When there is a child, granted, but sometimes these 12-year-olds
look like they're
18
yeah,
or 16 or 18.
Yeah, but you can see that their skin and their face.
No, you can't always tell because I've seen girls and our buddy Anthony, you know, with his Facebook, because he's in that age frame, yeah. He goes, already, guess how old she is? And I always guess wrong. You know, just because I'm a psychic, I just don't know. So
well, you're not putting on your psychic abilities at that point. We're not always on.
But, but it really does bother me when I see young girls, especially with makeup on and stuff like that. It's just like, I just don't agree with it at all.
But I still don't believe that they should get what they're asking for. And they really are asking for it.
They're asking for it. No, should they get? No, but what you're doing is that's like you're putting up the heat to get some kind of attention or some kind of reaction.
Right.
And usually it's negative.
Yes.
You know, it's usually a negative situation.
Absolutely.
And then you cause all these problems. So, you know, if my daughter was to do that and is attracting attention, my younger daughter, and I know she's tracking this kind of stupid attention, which I don't agree with, and then she ends up getting slammed on, you know, it's hard for me to royally attack the fella when my daughter is instigating
it.
And that's
understand.
What they do. These people instigate it, and it's
and
like, you get them.
Look, some of these girls want that.
Yeah, because they want the attention.
They need the attention.
They're looking for the attention,
they
and it's negative.
They are looking for male attention.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's negative attention.
Right. But you know what? I blame, too, a lot of the commercials on television where they show these provocative clothes, where they show women that are half-dressed. I mean, do you really have to have sex in a toothpaste commercial? Come on. Really? Or a Pepsi Cola commercial? Does that have to be full of sex?
You want to know something? I'm glad you
mentioned it. I'm going to drink it or use it anyway.
You know how they say 9 out of 10 dentists choose this toothpaste or 9 out of 10? I want to hear what the other one has to say. I do. You never hear about what the other one says. I want to hear the 1/10. Like, what do you recommend? I'm interested.
Right.
You know,
but don't you agree?
Whether it be the food or the toothpaste.
Do you have to have sex in a toothpaste commercial? Honestly.
Yeah, well, it has to do with
everything.
Yeah, it does. It does, and the whatchamacallit, the communities, the public is generated by sex sells. And you know, it's just a shame that that's just the way it is. But it does grab everyone's attention, and you know. But there are some commercials where it's actually done in good taste, where it's sexy and it lets your mind
different.
Right, where it's a subliminal and lets your mind think
that's
whatever
different.
You want to think.
I mean, a beautiful woman, like let's say a negligee. Or something that is like a boa around her neck and maybe a slit down the side. That's very provocative and it leaves something to the imagination.
Right, when you're just out there in the raw, it's a little too much. All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
No more of your darkness. All my pictures seem to fade to black and white.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Linda Salvin,
metaphysical master,
now bringing insight and metaphysical abundance to your living room with her spirit-filled candle line, Wicks of Wisdom. Dr. Linda's unique formulations of pure and powerful herbs, oils, and essences can assist you in love, luck, finances, health, and more.
Wait till you experience the power of Wicks of Wisdom.
Find out how these amazing candles can help you. See them now and order yours at lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
See how I adored you. So close, so close, and yet so far. Carried your books from school, playing make believe.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers, and we have a whole array of topics that we're going after. And we're talking about sex and movies and food and spirituality and all that other good stuff. So what I was going to say, I don't know what I was going to say. Because
well, I know what
did we talk about every single topic known to man?
No.
Oh, well, close to it, maybe.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have at my house, I have Netflix. And I have, what do they call it? iTV.
Okay.
And you can get any program on iTelevision that you're willing to pay for. And I think they're between $9.99 and $18. So.
To buy or to rent?
Oh, no, to buy.
Okay.
If you want to rent them, they're between $3.99 and $5.99.
Okay.
So you can get any movie you want on these channels. I mean, nothing barred. So I am not the unnormal. I am the norm. So you have these kids that are home alone because parents work. and they're around 16 years old, you could leave a 16-year-old home. You could leave a 17-year-old home. You could leave a 15-year-old home. You know what I mean? So they have nothing to do. So they flip on these movies. They buy a movie because when you, what happens is when you have that television, what you do is you set up an account. And all they have to do is press buy, click, click, and you have the movie in seconds. So they're watching all of this, these movies, and they're getting all stimulated. And let's face it, guys, we were all 15, 16, and 17 at one time. And that's when your hormones are raging and you get those feelings that, you know, you want to go out there and experiment. And they get to see these movies and they start thinking, hey, wait a minute. Let me go out and see what I can do. She can do it and get away with it. And if she can, on the movie, not get into serious trouble and everything turns out hunky-dunky, just like they are in all the movies, so it's going to happen for me too. But what they are is false illusion.
Right.
They're going through false illusion.
That's Hollywood.
It is Hollywood. So, it's, you know, our culture is based on what Hollywood shows us. And our children and morality is based on what Hollywood shows us.
And a majority of the movies and the TV shows are crap. It is. A lot of it is junk crap. Like, you don't come close to a lot of the really, really good movies. It's like, put it this way, the movie Ghost, Pretty Woman.
Right.
I mean, from the movies from the yesteryears. And it goes on and on and on and on.
Want to know my favorite sitcom forever? And they took it off the air. And I think it was the funniest, and it was clean, and it was wholesome. Third Rock from the Sun.
Okay.
Do you remember Third Rock?
Of course.
Lithgow, what's his first name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Oh, my goodness. That man is hysterical.
Yeah.
And he was an alien, and I'm sure everybody's familiar with it, and the things that he would come out with were absolutely priceless. Priceless. I mean, so innocent, but yet so funny, mm-hmm. you know? And they take a show like that off the air. All right? So what does that tell you? That our society doesn't want wholesome, that they want this slutty, musty dusty.
Now, there's a few really good sitcoms on that's total clean, that's funny, is The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Is extremely funny. That guy is funny. And the thing is,
my God,
he's like that in real life.
I'm sure he is.
He's like that in real life.
You can't fake that.
No, he's like that in real life because when he's on the interviews and stuff, his demeanor is exactly the same. It's amazing. And I love Jerry Seinfeld.
I love Seinfeld.
King of Queens. Oh, everybody loves Raymond.
Good. I don't like Everybody Likes Raymond.
Everyone loves Raymond.
Yeah.
I go on and off with it.
Like
it depends because, you know what? Believe it or not, the mother is the one that, you know, irritates me. But
she's irritating.
Yeah.
The father is demeaning.
Yeah. Ray Romano, he talks with a whine in his voice.
I think that's what really grinds my gears.
Yeah. Oy. He talks with a whine in his voice.
Yeah.
But there are times where the chemistry of particular shows are funny, but on the most part, I normally don't watch most of that. But my favorite, one of my favorite sitcoms of all times was Taxi.
Oh, nothing can beat Taxi.
Love Taxi. And
Latka Gravitz.
Latka, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And it was just great. It was just innocent. And whatchamacallit, Jim Ignatowski. Christopher Lloyd was absolutely hysterical.
Oh my gosh, those were the days. And what about Hello Carter? Or no?
Oh, Welcome Back, Carter.
Welcome Back, Carter
was also a great show.
That's where John
Travolta got it started.
Yeah.
And the great thing is he wouldn't. And That 70s Show is also
a
pretty good, cute show. But John Travolta, when he started making movies, he wouldn't give up the show. He kept on doing the Welcome Back, Carter shows.
I think that was great. I think that was a great, great, great show.
And it's funny, you know, during those times.
Those are the 70s.
Yeah. During those times, it's like they would say certain things or act certain ways. We're like, wow, that's the cutting edge. You look at it now, it's like butter. It's like nothing.
I know.
But back then, that was like, oh my God.
Right.
You know, that was like, wow.
How do you like those bell bottoms? I can't. Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, I used to love wearing bell bottoms. Like, that was the king poopah. Yeah. I remember that. That was very cool. Especially like if you had elephant bell bottoms.
Remember those? Oh my gosh.
I was totally into that.
So was I.
I mean, I wore the buka beads. I was totally into the
Nehru jackets.
Loved it.
I love that stuff. I had a beautiful, I remember going to my junior prom.
My junior prom.
I had this gorgeous Nehru jacket, a woman's Nehru jacket on.
What color is it?
It was like white. And then it had gold.
I don't know what a Nehru jacket is. What's a Nehru jacket?
Stop.
I'm serious.
Are you really meaning?
Most of the people don't know what Nehru is.
A Nehru jacket is one of those Indian garbs that usually men wear. But back in the 70s, when there was all the thing with Hare Krishna and all that, they would all wear, everybody, even the women, we would wear Nehru jackets. They had the little space in the center, high collar, that would stand up almost like a priest's collar.
So you would see Indians like wear that, I said.
Yes.
That reminds you of like India Indians.
Yes. And that was like the greatest crave. I had one in red. I had one in white with gold for the prom. Yeah, and I wear white bells with them. That was like the hottest thing ever.
Really? I've never seen, except again on an Indian person. I never saw that before.
That was like in 69, 68, 69, 70.
Yeah.
That was hot.
Yeah, that's like, the collar never came into fashion, but it stuck with just priests.
It didn't have that little white thing going through it.
Going across
it was just a space in the center.
It was just a space
in the
center.
And it had a short high neck, like maybe an inch, and it was completely buttoned down, and it had bell sleeves.
You want to know something? I did something, I kind of took what you were saying, made it kind of on the religious side and stuff. But it reminded me when I went to visit somebody in the hospital, and I'm a very spiritual person. I do healings. My license plate says, I just know.
Yeah.
You know, so you would think, who would challenge me? And so I parked in the spot at the hospital which says clergy people only, because the whole parking lot was jam-packed.
Right.
And I was going to say my blessings for the person. And I'm a spiritual advisor. So it's just not from a religious standpoint. It's from a spiritual standpoint. And in my heart, I honestly believe I deserve to be in it.
I believe you should too.
And so I did. And I took my spot. And only one person said, do you think you should be parking there? I said, listen, I'm a man of God. I said, look at what my license plate says.
That's right.
So.
And I think you should have taken that spot.
And I did.
I'm proud of you.
No, that's another thing that I got from my father. It's like he just breaks his own rule. He breaks the rules.
He breaks the rules of bending.
He breaks the rules.
No, we're just bending.
He makes his own parking spots that shouldn't be. I mean, anything for – and I kind of take that. And, I'm also the type of person that when I drive, if there's a line of traffic and there's like – suppose you have – all these roads that are going in the same direction. All right. You have four lanes on one side of the medium and three, four lanes on the other side of the medium. And if I happen to be in the line of cars where it comes to a dead halt, I am the person that will cross over the medium where it says official use only.
You're like my son, God rest his soul.
Yeah. And I will go there. I'm not going to sit in traffic if I don't have to. And,
right.
And if a majority chooses to sit there, then that's your choice.
But my son used to call that the emergency lane.
Yeah, and it is.
And he had an emergency.
It is. It was an emergency. Right.
You know what else I hate? The expression, God rest his soul. Well, God rest her soul. Because you know what, folks? Knowing what we know and communicating with the dead, they are hardly resting, guys. They're hardly resting. I could understand God bless their souls, but resting, no.
You know why? Because they're sleeping and they're in the coffin or whatever, and they said, let them rest in peace. It's not like they take they're sleeping 24/7. It's not even close to that.
They're not even sleeping. They have no. They live for the moment. There's no past, present, future. They're just living for the moment. Time. You know that, right?
Exactly. I mean, and as soon as they're on the other side, they're with all their other friends and families.
Oh my gosh. It's like
with their angels and spirit. Yeah, it is. It's absolutely beautiful there. And
that's why I hate saying, like, to my, when I speak about my son, I hate saying, God rest his soul. God bless his soul. and keep him partying, because I know that's what he's doing up there.
Yeah, and we explain to a lot of people, you know, that the transformation from this life to go into the spiritual world is a very, very beautiful process.
Oh, I have to tell you something about that when you're finished.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, I was just explaining. And then people were, oh, are they okay? And are they still hurting? And I'm worried about, you don't have to worry about them. And a lot of times people have explained to me, to explain to their loved one, that the transformation of their crossing was one of the most beautiful experiences of their entire life.
Well,
and that's about,
yeah. Oh, absolutely. I agree. A month ago, my husband, living with me for 43 years now, my husband woke up and said, you know, I was with your son all night. I says, what do you mean? He says, well, I know I was sleeping, so I'm going to call it a dream, but I know I was with him. We were at the cemetery and I was looking at Michael's grave, and all of a sudden Michael had his grave open. And the box was open, and Michael stepped out, and he came onto the soil where I was standing, and he put his arm around me, and he said, you know, Pop, I know you're afraid to cross over. I know you're afraid to die. And he says, yeah, I am. He says, you know what it's like? Closing your eyes and opening your eyes, and you're in a different spot. He says, don't be afraid. He says, don't be afraid. He says, because it's actually like closing your eyes and opening it up again, and it's like you don't miss a beat. It's open, close, it's you're there. That was my son's transition. And I'm so happy he came to tell me that. He came through my husband. And I feel as though he gave us a gift. He gave us a gift. And my husband at this point knows that he's not afraid anymore. And that when he does cross over, he's going to close his eyes and reopen them on the other side. And he's going to be with everybody he loves.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody he loves. And that's what my son told him.
You know, it's amazing that God has created not only everything here on earth, but, you know, how the mechanism and how the I don't know what the proper word is, the structure and order is,
yes,
in heaven,
yes,
and for all these beautiful things to happen in unison,
right,
for each individual soul to be taken care of and to create so much love, to create all these beautiful colors, and how this happens for this and how this happens for them. And it's like goes on and 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 on. And it's like, it's endless.
Yes.
It's just endless. And God has created everything.
Yes. And that's why
it's amazing.
That's why people have a little bit of a fear or a lack of belief that God is capable of doing that. You understand? That's why people don't believe. They say, well, how could God create all of earth and then create this order and semblance and beauty and amazingness, even more than we have here, in heaven? And that stops them from believing. It's impossible. That's what I hear. It's impossible. It's not impossible. If you can make a tree, look at a tree. How impossible is that to create?
You know, when you look at, and here I go back to this way of thinking again. You know, when I go down one of the main roads around here, I mean, and it's in every single city across the world, not just America, the world. And you see one telephone pole after another, every so many hundreds of feet,
right,
lined up for as far as the eye could see,
right,
for all those trees that are taken for that purpose alone. And the fact that somebody actually thought of the fact that they could create paper out of trees,
yeah,
and to build houses, and I mean, it has so many purposes, and it's just amazing. And God bless the farmers, seriously.
Yeah,
it is
really
such a hard job. It really is. And not just for planting, but for livestock.
Yes.
And to be able to have the endurance to be able to farm thousands and thousands of acres and take care of thousands of animals, and to be able to transform that and bring it out to the public where we could just go to the supermarket and it's there at our beck and call, that we individually don't have to kill our own chickens, pluck our own chickens, cook our own chickens. I mean, you go to Boston Market and it's there right for you, ready to be eaten.
Yeah.
And it's, and we take these things for granted.
So.
And God is so, so, so kind. And people say, how can there be such a God? And,
imagine, and
the balance, you know, I mean, yes, we have our hurricanes, we have our tornadoes, we have our floods and stuff, but it's not like on a daily basis. And it does suck when it happens, and the earthquake when it happens, and we have to deal with it. And, you know, and God has such an amazing love and respect and compassion for us.
Yes.
To be able to give this to us on a daily basis. It's amazing.
It's
It's like imagining one person who's capable of farming, electrician, plumber, teacher, social worker, mechanic,
cook.
I mean, and to be able to manufacture, and the caretaker and the scientist, and to have one person to be able to do all that for everybody in the world, and yet you're the person who's able to help deliver babies and to help create all these medications and to take care of the pets, and to, I mean, it goes on and on and on and on, and like, where do we get the plastic and the metals from?
Good.
And the colors just for paint,
right?
You know, alone, it's like he's given us so much. So for somebody to say, oh, I don't know if I believe in God, it just,
how crazy is
it blows me away. You want to know something? It's not that I'm angry with them. I'm not angry with them. It's just I'm in awe that they're that naive.
Yeah.
I'm in that awe,
right,
of it. You know, and the air that you breathe. It's like, how do you know God exists? Well, you can't see air, well, except on a cold day. But on the most part, you don't see air, but yet you're breathing it every moment,
right?
And with the electricity, you don't see it when it works, you just know it lights it up,
right?
And it just is. I mean,
just electricity alone. I mean, don't you think that Edison must have gotten a divine intervention to even be able to comprehend in those days what we could accomplish through electricity to make a light bulb?
Yeah.
Is that extraordinary?
I mean, the people of the...
Don't you think it was divine intervention?
It is. Everything is a divine intervention. Everything
yeah.
is. You know, the person who created the wheel. I mean, everything runs based on the wheel.
Yes.
It is amazing. And the pulleys is amazing. And it goes on and on and on and on.
Crazy.
So if you look at, you know, it's all God intervention.
Oh,
you
yes.
know, the phone, the car...
Everything.
Technology.
Look at the
right.
computer. OMG.
Yeah, the guy who invented the computer is the one who's...
Brilliant.
Who, yeah, and he came at a great time because he's the one who stopped Germany in their tracks
by
breaking the code. What was that called? I forgot the name of it. It came out around the time of the theory of everything. I forgot the name. I'm sure people are screaming at the computer right now. No, people are screaming out the name of the movie. I forgot the name of it.
Oh, I remember you coming and telling me that.
So, okay.
Wow, it's time to wrap up our show already?
Wow, that went really fast.
Oh, my goodness. I have so much more to say.
All right. We'll have to save it till next week. All right, everybody. From my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you all with lots of love, health, happiness and prosperity, and just keep on talking to God and the angels because they are always on your side.
Ditto, folks, and God bless.
Take care till next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed. passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.